person, it's you can't talk to a reflection. So in the same way, we are in the process of becoming real. Hare Krishna. Wow. Ananda Chaitanya is so unglaublich schön. Thank you. Hare Krishna. What a gallant, my God. Can you see?
Yes.
It's really, maybe I should. This is a gallant. Ooh, wonderful. Thank you. All right, so let us chant Jayarada Madhava. But before, how are you doing? Is it going well for you? Perhaps you notice when you are in Goloka Dham, it does have a special atmosphere here, no? It is a sacred place. Place becomes sacred when a regular worship is going on. That's one of the criterions when a place becomes a sacred place, when there's regular worship. It is said, for instance, when there is the Shila of the Lord is worshipped, then 12 kilometers around it there is a sacred atmosphere. So everyone who lives in the circumference of 12 kilometers will be benefiting from that sacred atmosphere where the Shila is worshipped. So here in Goloka Dham we have many Shilas. And of course looking over all of them is Shri Radha Madan Mohan. I mean, if you ever want to make a photo of the of deities, today is the opportunity, you know, when they are mobile telephone. I think they also look like this. Make a photo of us. We are very beautiful today. Good. So let us sing Jai Radha Madhava. Today is a very, I think it will be a short lecture, so I will be able to take questions, relevant questions. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaje. Gopi jana vallava giri varat hari. Gopi jana vallava giri varat hari. Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yasodhanandana Raja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Yeah. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama.
One more time, everyone, please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Hare.
One more time, all of us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna,
Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Hey.
Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. Normally we start our lectures with the invocational mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then we chant the Sanskrit shloka. Today we will do this within the lecture, no? So we will start immediately. Let us offer our obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Devisesa Sanyavani Padare Satarine. Hare Krishna. Where are we? In our lecture series, we discussed in the beginning a model of growth, a wise teacher, the lobster. He's wise, maybe not on his own, but his example is instructive. He, from time to time, needs to shed his hard shell. What was once useful for him is now restrictive and too narrow. And he goes for some time into a protected area because he's very vulnerable during this transformation, and then comes out with a newer and improved shell and so on. In the same way, we sometimes need to stop what we are doing or pause it and look at our lives and see, is this still ideal? It was good for some time, hopefully. But what is the next stage which is waiting for us? Now, to make a decision, we have learned another little insight or tool. We have to distinguish between what is immediately appealing to us and what is on the long term, on the for our ultimate good. And we made it, expressed it a little modern. We have to distinguish between the small mind, which is based on what? Ego, yes, you said it correctly, the ego. And consider the big mind, which is thinking of the great spiritual truths. You know, I'm a soul, I'm living in this body, I'm a self, myself is different from the body, and I'm a part of Krishna. Yesterday when we did this little meditation, who am I when everything that is not me falls away, did you see how useful that is to sometimes just come back and zoom on the essence? Yes? No? Middle? Yes, good. So today, my dear devotees, we will look at the dynamics of spiritual growth. I was in a few minds how to call this lecture. I started out with what you practice is what you become. I believe that is on, yes, that is there. What you practice is what you become. Then I thought, oh, this is good, but I also want to talk about the subject called find your determination. Then I thought, well, it's good, but better I use the heading practicing growth. See, when you prepare a lecture, you think sometimes for half a year about it, and you condense it, you boil it down like making barfi, you know, and because you want to give your audience something very essential, although you know that the Hare Krishnas will forget everything, but you never give up as a lecturer. So that is the principle. So this will be about practicing growth. Now, you will find a lot of informations about this in our times. Many people think about this. They know that those who are a little bit more conscious, who are a little bit more aware, have two needs. One is they want to grow and learn and make the best out of their life, and they also wish to contribute. They want to give something to the society in which they are. So there are many models of growth, you know, how you can find your purpose, how you can get the excellent physical and mental state. What do we mean as devotees of Krishna? What do we understand growth to be? When can we say a person really grows? Some people who think about growth think about, you know, getting what you want, these prayers things, a better financial situation, a better housing, better jobs. But we would ask the question, is that really growth? Does material growth satisfy you? And what is enough? People who are in this growth model, they are in this enough is not enough. There was a song in my times, enough is not enough. I forgot the melody, and also I wouldn't sing it to you because it needs heavy drums and heavy guitars, and I'm no longer in this music. So what is growth for us, my dear devotees? Listen very carefully if you can agree to this. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is an interesting growth model. It says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pae Bhakti Lata Bij. Beautiful, no? A language which is sung so nice. This verse says, it's quite a complex philosophical verse, that we all wander not only from one lifetime to one lifetime. We wander from planet to planet, and even from universe to universe. Sometimes we go up, and sometimes we go down. Now, what is determining our wandering? Anyone has an idea?
Desires,
yes. It's karma. Yes, our desires, they lead to certain actions, and these actions again bring reactions. And they come sometimes from previous lives, my dear devotees. Therefore, when something happens to us, sometimes we don't know why. Why? The answer must be searched for in a different time, in a different body, in a different environment. That is the reason why a young couple cannot have a child, although they want it so badly. That's the reason why someone becomes a homosexual pop star. Yes, everything is determined by this. So we go up and down, and growth means to put a stop to this. Stop. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate, Bhagyavan, gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna, yes, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed, it's a beach, no? The seed, den Samen, of the creeper of devotional service. So when you have received this precious information about Krishna and the precious information how you cultivate your Krishna consciousness and make it grow and grow, then you must become responsible for your spiritual growth. You must become a spiritual gardener, and you must nourish the seed so that the seed develops into a strong plant which ultimately gives a fruit, the fruit of prema, of divine, delightful, ecstatic, unmotivated love, no? Ecstasy, ecstatic states of love. So this is growth, to take care of the small investment in you, or installment in you, and make it grow, make it grow, make it grow, make it grow. Now, in this growth zone, in this growth process, you will pass through different zones, you could say, or stages. I could express the stages philosophically and devotionally, but I won't do this here. I want to go very practical and address this psychologically. It means what goes on as you practice. You usually start here in your comfort zone. The comfort zone means you feel safe and in control. Even if it's not really comfortable, you know what is happening. Like I was going to school and I knew every day I would have to rise at 7 o'clock in the morning latest. Then I had to leave the house latest by 7:45. Then I had to, then I reached the school by 8 o'clock. I was sitting on my place. Then Mr. Tice, the teacher, came in and taught his boring stuff. And I knew there would be sports, there would be this and that. And then I would usually be free at 1:30, come home. My mother had cooked a meal. Then I would have to do my homework after the meal. Then I was free if I was fast at, I think, 4 o'clock, around 4 o'clock. And then I could listen to my pre-recorded music. I could, when I was young, I could go to my horse Maximilian and ride on my horse. Short was Max, and I would then have the evening and the whole night for my activities, and then I just needed to make sure that I would be in bed at least 6:45 in the morning, and then repeat the same thing. It was not very wonderful. I did not like the school program at all. I didn't like the homework, mathematics. And Maximilian was often not in a good mood, and he was so temperamental, and he was as headstrong as I, or even more, and so on. But I was in my comfort zone. I knew what to expect. I was safe to some degree, and so on. Then there comes a time when you know this is not life. I can't, shouldn't live like this. And you move out of the comfort zone. And you know what is the next zone? The fear zone. Yes. You have low self-confidence. How do I look? How do others think of me if I make these decisions and so on? In the zone, you should do something, but you make excuses. No, 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 no. No, 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 not with me. Yeah, my life is full of music. Yes. You avoid the opportunities which come because you are afraid to take them, and you are very much affected by people's opinions and what they think about you. This is in America so big that by now the biggest fear used to be to speak in public, but now the biggest fear is what will people think of me? Do they like my hair? Yes or no? And so on. we have this also in our spiritual society. What are people's opinion? Now to get out of the fear zone and grow further. I mean, life in the fear zone is even more terrible than in the boring comfort zone. You have to enter a third zone, my dear devotees. And that's what we do here. It's the learning zone. Here you need to look at your problems, deal with them. Here you need to acquire new skills, something you didn't know before, something that you didn't do before. And you need to just try out new things, you know, in your life. You can only, if you come into this learning zone, practice zone, this is the process in spiritual life of sadhana, spiritual practice, where you learn and practice and learn new things, then you will enter finally into the growth zone. No? Here you will set new goals for your life. Here you find your dharma, your purpose, and finally you live your dreams. Hare Krishna. Now, some of you are in the growth zone. I see some of you. It's a very happy time, a good time. But sometimes we fall back in our fear zone. Oh my God, does this work? Oh no, what happened here? So therefore, you need to always be aware what is spiritual growth, and you need to practice the spiritual growth as was detailed in the verse. You need to nourish that little spiritual seed so that it can bring you to Goloka Dham. I would like to give you an example of Dhruva Maharaj from this perspective. We will leave the slide on so that you can watch. Who has heard about the story of Dhruva? Yes, yes, yes. I will tell it to you in a way you have never heard it. Let me first take some tea to be strong for this. A little while ago, it could have been in the year 2000, I was invited by a good friend. He came from South India. He lived as a computer engineer here in Germany, to his marriage in Bangalore. And it was a long marriage, few days. And one of these days he told me, today we have to get up very early. Good. When should I be there? He said at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I lived at another part of the town, so I needed to drive. There was a special part of the marriage ceremony. The young couple who was in the process of getting married went out of the marriage hall, and the woman pointed into the sky to the Dhruva star and said, I wish that you who will become my husband will be as determined in your vows and commitment to our sacred marriage as that Dhruva star. I wish that you will not move and flicker and so on. The Dhruva star is in our language the polar star. Polar Star, yes. Or often he's referred to as the North Star. He's always at the same spot. All other stars move within a month, one time around the Dhruva Star, but the Dhruva Star remains fixed. It's therefore a perfect orientation for people who go across the ocean. You always know this is the one continuous direction. If I continue in this direction, yeah, I go north and I can calculate. If I don't want to go west, then I also look, where's the star? Okay, then here is west, and here is east, and here is south. I hope I got it correct. Maybe it's the other way around. Let's see. Anyways, we will not go over the ocean in the next few days, so we don't need to be so accurate here. Then the husband shows to his wife another star. That is more difficult to find because it changes locations. That's the Arundhati star. And I wish that you will be as loyal and as Arundhati. She's a saintly lady, no? Dhruva star is called after this amazing young prince who was finding his determination and who went on a path of spiritual growth that is an example for all generations that came after him. He's an ancient personality and lived a life of absolute luxury. He was a prince and the heir of a vast kingdom. But there was a thorn that pricked him, that was in his side. His father had taken a second wife, and he loved that second wife called Suruchi more than Dhruva's own mother. And Suruchi was really ambitious. She worked on Uttanapad, the father of Dhruva, so much that she bent his mind, and Uttanapada decided to not give the kingdom to his firstborn son Dhruva, but to the son which came from this beautiful, ambitious woman, Suruchi, whose name was Suruchi, but the son was Uttam, yes. So one day Dhruva saw that Uttanapad, his father, had his stepmother on his lap, and the little boy wanted to also sit on the lap. You know, he wanted to, and perhaps he felt already, he understood the situation. So he tried to climb up the lap of his father. The father was insecure what to do and looked to his beautiful second wife, Suruchi, and she went, "No, no, 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 no." And Uttana said, "Go, go. You cannot sit on." Do you know what this does to a little boy? Then Suruchi spoke, "You are not entitled to sit here on the throne together with your father. No, you have to worship the Lord Narayan, and then in your next life you will take your birth in the womb, in my womb, and then perhaps you can be the next emperor." It meant in some ways it's better you commit suicide and disappear, and maybe you have a chance in your next life. Very harsh language. So this was too much for Dhruva. He went to seek advice from his mother. Name? Suniti, yes. And said, "Mother, this happened." But she was already informed by the servants in the palace that her husband and Dhruva's father had rejected his son. So she cried and said, "I can understand you. But I can't do anything. I can't help you. Your father is so much in love with his second wife. There's one person, however, whose affection is more than that of a million mothers." Wow, that's what she said. Who is that person? Krishna, you know already everything. "I must find him," said the little boy. "Where is he? Where is he?" Good question. Where would you go if you would try to find Krishna? In the heart? Holy name? What? Temple? Vaishnavas? Vrindavan? You have all very good ideas. Suniti said, "You must go to the forest because it is in the forest where many saints have found the Lord." Perhaps she had already a certain forest in mind. Perhaps. So Dhruva left the palace, that is the comfort zone, to find Krishna. He was comfortable. He had food, he had cloth, he had servants, he had, you know, everything. And he went in the wild jungle where there are wild beasts, tigers. It's not like a German forest, you know. These are jungles with wild animals, and so on. And he went there, and there he met his mentor or spiritual master, his good name, Narada Muni, and received from him instructions that set him on the spiritual path. Where is he now? In the learning zone, exactly. Narada Muni picked up really on what Suniti had said. She said, "You must go to Madhuvan. Madhuvan is a place in Vrindavan, my dear devotees. We went there once and did a pilgrimage. We climbed actually on a hill where Dhruva meditated. But Narad said, go to Vrindavan where one comes closer to Hari, Krishna, because Hari never leaves Vrindavan. He's always there. And you must make a deity of that Lord from earth, you can do. You offer him the fruits of the forest and you chant the 12-syllable mantra. We will chant this mantra now. This is the mantra. I will chant it for you and then you chant after me. Imagine the prince is now there. He has a deity of the Lord. And for many hours he chants, "Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya." more. Deep inhale. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dhruva chanted this mantra without stop. The night came. He continued to chant the mantra. The next morning came. He still had no sleep. He continued to chant because he was set on one goal. I must meet the Supreme Lord, who is the Mantra Murtaye, the Lord who is identical with the mantra. He stopped eating, my dear devotees, he chanted it. Finally, he stopped breathing and he chanted the mantra in his mind. In some ways, he chanted so much that his consciousness became pervaded with the sacred sound of the mantra. He was not in material consciousness. And finally, when he was full in God realization, he felt the ecstatic presence of someone. His eyes were still closed, but he stood in the shade. Before this, there was no one or nothing who threw a shade on him. He felt a shade. He opened the eyes and he saw a bluish lotus feet just a little above him. And then he looked and he saw Garuda, the mighty eagle of Lord Vishnu, the carrier. And the Lord came down, came down, and Dhruva looked at him. My dear devotees, at that moment, his eyes became almost like tongues, which took in the Lord. His ears were listening to some sound. Everything became enlivened by the presence of the Lord, and he addressed him in a beautiful shloka. We will first have the English and then the Sanskrit. Actually, Dhruva said, "My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, my legs, my ears, my touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." This is what he said in his own words. Yanta pravishya mama vacham imam pasuptam. Actually, he was more excited. So when one is excited, one goes higher. Yanta pravishya mama vacham imam pasuptam.
Yanta pravishya mama vacham imam prasuptam.
Sasciva yajya kila shakti dara svadamna.
Sasciva yajya kila shakti dara svadamna.
Yangscha hasta chadana shravana tvagadin.
Yangscha hasta chadana shravana tvagadin.
Prananamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam. Prananamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam. Yes, you have enlivened all my senses. Everything is new. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Now he was in the growth zone. He had now full command. He had found his purpose, the Lord. He was living his dream. He was seeing the Lord. He was self-realized and enlightened. So much so, my dear devotees, that he said, I made a terrible mistake. I wanted to have a kingdom. That's why I worshipped you. But I found you the precious, most precious diamond. The kingdom is like broken glass for me. I don't want it any longer. Yes, he had gone from prayers to Shreyas. He had a total mind shift. Now, this all came because he went into which zone? Growth zone, yes. But before that, learning. He had to learn new skills. He had to learn the mantra, how to chant it. There were many rules with this. Mantras work. For instance, the Hare Krishna mantra has one very powerful rule. If you overstep that rule, it won't work. It's like a car, but you need a key to start the thing. So the mantra is also needs to be it needs to work with the key, and that is, you have to avoid 10 things by taking on 10 positive mindsets. We will perhaps talk about this, I don't know, but I think you know the 10 offenses which you absolutely must avoid. Now, my dear devotees, we enter into the learning zone, and that will help us through this journey. What exactly does a devotee, a friend, and a skeptic need to learn so that they can grow to their spiritual realization? And what does a devotee, a friend of Krishna, and a skeptic of Krishna consciousness need to absolutely continue to do, even though he is already 50 years on the path? It's the five S's which one needs to learn that sparks your spiritual life. And the five S's also fan your spiritual life. If you stop fanning a spark, there is a danger that it loses first its brilliance. It starts flickering and it dies. There are many dead sparks on the path of Krishna consciousness, because they don't know or have become neglectful of the five S's. What are the five S's? S's is a letter S. Do we have it in one? Yes. First is Svadhyaya. It means the regular study in sacred scriptures. Second is sadhana, or spiritual practice, because without spiritual practice, your knowledge will remain dead, theoretical, conceptual, and so on. Third is, you need sangha, good association of devotees. And fourth is seva, you need to do some service. And the fifth, which should never ever be neglected, is sadachar. You have to check your behavior. What do you do throughout the days? What do you look? How do you deal with others? How is your mind, you know, mental hygiene, and so on? All sadachar. I will now ask you some difficult questions. I wish you to please sit straight. Those who take notes, please don't take notes at this moment. I promise you, you can make photos if you wish later or listen, but this is now something where you will have to ask your consciousness. Let's relax a little bit. Our A, I think, is not good. We must go to B sharp. Oh, there is no B sharp. B. So it's an open eye meditation. Please don't close your eyes. I wish to now, at the turn of the old year to the new year, today is the last day in the old year, right? Am I correct? Yes. Good. I want to ask you a few questions. You will not share these questions with your neighbor. You will only think on your own about these questions. We have heard many times regular study, sadhana, sangha, seva, sadhacha, most of us. But I will ask you now some questions which help you to go deeper into this. We will have them in English also on the screen for you so that you will really understand them. It's nice if you follow with your eyes these questions. Svadhyaya study. What have I studied from Shastra, the scriptures, that I have actually applied, and how has this shaped my character and my choices? Ask yourself, is there something you have understood as you read the scriptures, and has that opened your perspective, and then later you have applied it and it shaped your character and choices? Remember how you read the Bhagavad Gita, perhaps, or the Bhagavatam. Let us move on. Sadhana. If I truly applied myself to sadhana, where would my consciousness be in 5 years? How might my life look in 5 years if I truly applied myself in sadhana or spiritual practice? Look at your future self. It is important to answer this question, to focus on one particular spiritual practice or two, and see how you would do that and where would it bring you. Very good. Now it gets a little bit more easy. These were the two hard ones. Now the three soft ones. Sangha or association. It will be a total different question than you expect. What could I do to be a better or more nourishing company for devotees? In other words, what could I do to give good association to others? Perhaps not speak bad about others. now it gets even more easy. Seva, service. Where can I serve today without needing to be seen, validated, or praised? What could I do today here without being seen, validated, or praised? I got one. Okay, and now again a very difficult one. It's a self-searching question. Sadacha, my behavior. Where am I compromising my values in my behavior? What do I do that is actually counterproductive? Thank you very much. You have passed the test with good colors. These are very helpful questions, which I thought to have a little reflection. My dear devotees, this is all what I wanted to present today to you. I wanted to speak about a growth model, all in relationship to our spiritual growth. Remember the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita about spiritual growth, no? And I wanted to give you something very practical to go, and give you also an example of Dhruva Maharaj and his outcome. But I also wanted to give you five powerful practices that can help you. My life, I used to do this in writing, but now I do it in my mind. I have a sheet of paper, and then I make lines. First line, a column, it's called. You know, like the newspaper, it has the Shastra study. What do I do? Sadhana, Sangha, Seva, and Sadacha. And I revisit during the day these things, and I do. Yesterday I was good in Sangha. I met all day people, and I was also having a wonderful sadhana. I did read a little, but there was not so much time, right? So I put this, when I chanted my rounds, I sometimes stopped and read a little from Rupa Chintamani, a work by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Seva was full yesterday. And Sadacha, I think my behavior was not so good because I got into the stress zone. And I at one stage I said, I can't see any more people. It's too much for a normal human being. So, yes. Five columns. Do you understand the word column? In Deutsch so wie Säulen. Spalten, sagt man in Deutsch. Nicht? Spalten, ja, nicht Säulen, Spalten. And you just fill them as good as you can. And then your spiritual life stands on very, very strong legs. And you will see how this accumulates and builds strength. Yes. So I want to stop here. I said we have questions and answers today. We will have a microphone for you. Here's a short note. Let me first... Is it a note? Yes. Yes. Good. So I first saw our Jai Gopal. We have a microphone for you. In the meantime, Purushottam Krishna, I also saw you. Maybe you can think how to bring your question to the point. Usually you have very pointed questions. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jai Gopal.
Hare Krishna. I was reflecting on Lula's determination. One thing is obvious, he had some suffering, some pain, who would like really catalyze this determination. Why I'm also reflecting, determination is obviously something much deeper than mere discipline. It has some much stronger force.
Yeah, much stronger.
And so I'm thinking what I can take out of it, yes, the suffering we might ourselves go through life helps us become determined. Although, yeah, there and one other thing where I raised it up, when he was a kshatriya, he had this by his determination. So what is for ordinary foot folk like us? How do we
Narada Muni noted it. He said, "You kshatriyas, wow, you're too much with your determination, you know." Yes, because most of us are not classical kshatriyas, you know, who go through, study a life of a traditional kshatriya. You won't believe it, what they do. They may practice 12 hours a day, just one move with a sword, you know, and they may go through many hardships to steal their mind and their bodies, and it's not so difficult for them. See, for us, determination will be too weak. Determination is a pushing force in your psychology that drives you on, and it's hard to find that really. But if you find a pulling force that pulls you, then this has a much, much, much better result. Because in the pulling force, your progress is not dependent on your own strength. This pulling force is there in bhakti. When you develop the fruit of bhakti, or when the bhakti is there, you feel just, for this higher taste, I'm going to do everything in my life. Now the higher taste, or Krishna consciousness, is hard to get. My dear devotees, please listen now very carefully. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatata sitaye. No? Amongst thousands of people, there's one person who is interested in self-realization. And amongst those who are interested in self-realization, there may be amongst thousands and thousands, thousands, billions of them, there may be one who is interested in me. Who is that one? Is it everyone who is in ISKCON? Aren't we the best spiritual movement that is existing in the universe? With the highest success quota? Who is that one person who will make it?
One spiritual longing.
Yes, that is true. Who has spiritual longing, one devotee says. Listen to a very, very thoughtful answer. It's the one who is in contact, who has received the seed of bhakti from a great soul, because it's bhakti, bhakti is in the heart of the great souls. Therefore it says it's very rare to have this contact and this transmission of knowledge. Now I have thought about this deeply. Do you know that I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada? Have you heard that? You have heard. Good. I met him, and Srila Prabhupada showed his mercy to me. I know he invited me. I was asked to massage him, and during this time I had a very personal contact for, I do not really know how long, I think it was minimum an hour, but I may be mistaken, I was in a different world, and I feel he did, I did have some mercy, I got some mercy. But I also feel sometimes sad because I'm not sure if I have taken full advantage. You know, there needs to be a giver and there also needs to be a receiver. You know, I always give this example. The glass has to be open like this to receive the water. If it is, there's water inside, so I can't show you. If it is, topsy-turvy or bottom-up, you know, it can rain and rain and rain and doesn't go in. So I always feel, disciple, I do feel I have not yet been able to take full advantage, and I'm lamenting, and I believe if I lament more, then my cup will turn around in the right direction and I will be able to be more a receiver. Yes, this Krishna consciousness is a personal science. It is it flows through a dhara. Dhara means line, like a stream and a waterfall. It builds a line. It comes from up and down and this and goes down. Comes from up and goes down, and this line is through the hearts of the pure devotees. This is my answer. Because Jai Gopal, let's be now very, very honest. You have given your best. You are giving your best. Most of the devotees give their best, but we can only reach this far. The rest has to be crossed by blessings, you know. A superior strength than what is available to us. If you wish, you can read the New Year's message, which will come out this night at 12 o'clock, if everything works. We never know. There will be become a blessing seeker, something like this, becoming a seeker of blessings, I think it's called. It's there we have tried to write about it in a little in a thought-provoking way. So I saw next Purushottam Krishna. Yes, we have a microphone for you, Purushottam Krishna.
When I'm reflecting on these different levels of growth and thinking of the example of Dhruva Maharaj, and though you mentioned he was self-realized and had darshan of the Lord, but also as a kshatriya he was prone to anger, and later on when his brother was murdered he almost committed a genocide on the Yakshas.
Yeah.
So it looks like we moving as we're growing in life to different zones, and we can fall back, and how can we deal with that to detect that maybe what was growth back then will be comfort zone in the future.
Wonderful question. in this growth model of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he compares Krishna consciousness with a seed and the devotee with a gardener who needs to nourish the seed, there are two advices to the gardener which are given. So this are the two these two advices are very very necessary. First advice is you need to nourish the plant of Krishna consciousness by hearing and chanting. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says there's something else you need to do, because if you're not careful to do this, all the good results from your spiritual cultivation could go or be covered. And that is, you need to avoid six things in your spiritual life. Jiva Hingsa, envy or violence towards others. Envy counts also. Nishidacha, unacceptable behavior for devotees on the path. For instance, no intoxication, no gambling, no this, no that, Nishidacha. Then there is another thing. You need to avoid, I will make it short, that you do bhakti in order to become famous. No, that is pujadi, very, very dangerous, to misuse bhakti. It is meant for Krishna, but if you use it to increase your fame and your pride, these are some of the basic things. They are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you type in Brahmanda, this verse which I have quoted, Brahmanda, Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. And it's in that area. So not only do we need to cultivate, we need also to do something that is called weeding, taking out the weeds. When I was young, my parents only gave me 5 German marks as to navigate my material desires in a month, 5 German marks. That's €2.50 nowadays. They thought we spoil you if we give you more. German education, very strong. So I had to work on my own to get to buy the tickets from. I like to go to concerts, classical concerts, and all kinds of music concerts. So I needed to work, and I became a gardener. So there I learned. You can give water and water and water to the roses, but if you don't take the weeds out, they grow and cover the roses and they can't grow properly and blossom. So that I learned. Yes, I can give you tips on gardening. I'm a little experienced. Not very experienced, but little. So that is also necessary. Your spiritual growth becomes, in other words, stifled or covered if you don't observe these other rules. You could say them negative rules. Don't do this. You have to do the do's, but you also have to be with the don'ts. Mm-hmm. Good. I will now look towards the Matatis. If there is any question in the Matati section. Not if there is no question, it's good, At the moment, the sea is peaceful. Then I will look here. I saw Omkara. Omkareshwara Prabhu. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for presenting these five very important pillars or columns.
Yes.
And yes, we should reflect on these. This is very important for our spiritual life. There is one thing which is coming to my mind, which also several times our acharyas have emphasized, is another S. I want to also hear your opinion, because most of the time devotees ignore that S, and that is swasthya, our health. So,
yeah.
Even for myself also, this is something which is very, very weak point for me to take care of the swasthya. So what you want to say to us about this? How we can focus that we remain healthy, and then we practice all these five things by remaining healthy?
Mm-hmm. It's slightly in a different category. These are things for spiritual growth, but yes, we do need to take care of our health, because yes, the body is at the moment our vehicle. No, we speak with the body, through the body, we do service with the body. We do sadhana with the body, we sit down, we dance, we do so many things with the body. And yes, it keeps you, the health is very necessary. I'm now becoming older, and I want to give you one tip. Keep on moving. You know, your bodies were not built for sitting all the time. You know, you have to move. I do, Gaur Krishna can tell you, every morning I do exercises right after my shower, I do, because I know I'm finished when I don't do. And Prabhupada used to write to a sick devotee, first comes your health, then comes your sadhana, and then comes your seva. Now, this is for a sick devotee, you know, or not for everyone. We have to do this in thing. I would say do a habit of thing. I also learned, I always walk up the stairs. I never take a lift or the rolling stairs, because if you do this, you live 5 years longer. Yeah, so it should be a habit, habitual thing. Most of us, we eat the wrong things, and we watch your diet. This is all important after 30 years. Before 30 years, you can do anything. But after 30 years of age, you have to see.